This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, I never back down. I always go to war. You know, the head of the NAACP in Las Vegas wrote an awful, awful quote and gave it out to the press. Basically, the gist was no one else in the world has a right to protest except Black Lives Matter. And how dare Wayne Root do Blue Lives Matter? How dare he? Because obviously it's racist. And obviously you're out to cause trouble. And obviously you're saying Black Lives don't matter. And obviously, if you care about police, you don't care about us. And obviously, you're going to cause a riot. And obviously, people are going to get hurt, including police officers. It's going to be your fault. I thought it was the most disgusting statement I've ever heard in my entire life. And if I made the same statement, I'd be called a white extremist, KKK, racist, and a guy who hates black people. How come you do it to me and no one says a word? The media doesn't ask her a question. The media never follows up. And then today they went after city council members for daring to participate in Wayne Root's Blue Lives Matter march. You know, the one that never happened? It was a march that never happened that we're replanning for September. But for just being on the flyer that says we love policemen and the flyer says we're not against anybody, this isn't against anybody. It's only pro-police and love and support for police. And that's like a sin according to the NAACP. I had no idea. So I've got the phone number. A fan actually was smart enough to, and by the way, they said today, she said the same woman who heads the NAACP was there today, and she made a comment, and other people made comments about Wayne Root. And she said, if he believes in Blue Lives Matter, he's a bad person, he's a racist, he's an extremist. These people are out of their minds, they're extreme, and they're bad for America. It is so nasty for America to have people that would say such outrageous negative things and create division. They're practicing Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. She will not stop talking about the divisiveness of Wayne Root's message of Blue Lives Matter. Divisiveness of saying that cops' lives matter. If you believe cops' lives matter, one of my listeners gave me the phone number and said, please give it out. Let's bombard them with calls. The Las Vegas NAACP, 702-638-1300. Give a piece of your mind nicely, professionally, well-mannered. Someone is not a racist because they march for police lives. There isn't anything racist about Blue Lives Matter. We're not against black people or any people. We're for police. And how dare you criticize Wayne Root and call him terrible names? How dare you threaten violence? 702-638-1300. The Las Vegas NAACP. 702-638-1300. I just want my audience to let them know, don't ever disrespect Wayne Root. Don't ever disrespect the lives of police officers. It's not racist to believe that you like the police and you don't want police officers to be killed. No one's ever said a bad word that we would not allow Black Lives Matter to march. How dare you say we have no right to march? All right. You know, a few days ago, it was big news that the United States Supreme Court basically said we're going to take the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which never had anything to do with gay people, never envisioned gay people, never envisioned transsexuality as an issue. And the United States Supreme Court, for whatever reason, in their infinite wisdom, came out with this liberal conclusion, twisted it around, and made sure it applied now to gay people and transsexual people. That you can never hire someone or not hire them because of their sexual orientation, and you can never fire them because of their sexual orientation. A lot of conservatives are mad, a lot of Christians are mad, a lot of churches are mad, a lot of pastors are mad. Because really what they've done is they made it about gender identity. It's not about sexual persuasion. They made it about gender identity. So if you think of yourself as a woman, then I guess a company can get fired because they won't hire you as a cocktail waitress, even though you're a big 6'3", 300-pound man with a hairy butt. It's just outrageous. Now they're gonna. What are they gonna do? They're gonna allow lawsuits against baseball teams because they don't allow women to play baseball, and people who think they're women to play baseball, or how about men who think they're women to play on women's sports teams, women's soccer, women's basketball? They've opened up this Pandora's box that's a nightmare. Supreme Court just stepped in it, but guess what? There's a beautiful side to all this. They basically opened up the Civil Rights Act, which should only be to protect people of color. That's what it should be. That's right. Wayne Root is on the side of the NAACP on this one. Wayne Root's on the side of Black Lives Matter on this one. The 1964 Civil Rights Act was to protect a person who is black. When you walk in for a job, someone says you can't have the job because you're black. Or when they fire you, they say, I'm firing you because you're black. Well, you can't allow that. I get it. I'm with you. But this stunning decision that now opens it up to everybody else in the world based on identity is going to be the best thing that ever happened to conservatives. Because the Supreme Court just accidentally provided a way for all conservatives and Christians and libertarians and other oppressed groups on the right to defeat big tech's censorship. See, gender identity, here's a great article from a site I read often, naturalnews.com. Gender identity is a fictional construct that can include absolutely any expression of identity. The state of New York now recognizes over 30 genders, including gender gifted and two-spirit. These people are so weird. It's unbelievable. Weird, bizarre, non-functioning brains, lobotomy victims. There's now a gender called gender gifted and two-spirit. I'd love to know what they mean. And since there are no limits on which genders a person can invent for themselves and declare to be following, all conservatives across America can now declare themselves to be conserva-he or conserva-she genders, instantly qualifying us for civil rights protections thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Glory, hallelujah! I'm going after Twitter. I'm going after Facebook. I'm going after YouTube. I'm going after Instagram. I'm out of the closet. I'm a trans conservative. I'm a conservacy, a conservahe, a conservait. Until the moment of this ruling, conservatives and Christians had no special protections codified under the law. And that's how Facebook and other malicious tech giants have systematically discriminated against conservatives, even as they claim blacks and gays and women and other groups had special protections. We were left out. We were in the closet. Now we're out of the closet. Yes! Thank you, Reverend Al. Give me another one, Reverend Al. Yes! There we go. I'm out of the closet. Yes! I'm black conservative. I'm Jew conservative. Yes. I'm going to call myself whatever I want to call myself. I'm a Jewish male, but I think of myself as a black female. Yes. You can't discriminate against me. Yes. Thanks to the Supreme Court, any person can now fabricate a gender identity and use it to file lawsuits over discrimination. So a pro-liberty person can now declare themselves a liber-he, or a liber-she, or a liber-z, or a liber-it, and invoke the Supreme Court decision to demand equal treatment by corporations, because gender can mean anything you want it to mean. And this decision will be used by LGBT zealots, they say, to now force bakers to decorate cakes with language that celebrates transgenderism. Any cake decorator who refuses will be sued under the new SCOTUS Declaration, claiming they violated the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Any resistance against transgenders will now be met with a flurry of lawsuits that claim special protections. But see, gender identity is a fictional construct with no basis in biological reality, which means anyone can invent whatever gender they want and claim whatever belief system they want, and no one can refuse you, no one can refuse to do business with you, no one can censor you, no one can fire you from a job, no one can refuse to hire you. You've now achieved carte blanche authority to make endless demands, punishing anyone who refuses to bow down to your demands. It's okay. That's fine. Two can play at that game, baby. We all get to pick our gender identity now. I'm a Jew Republican, he. Yes! I love Reverend Al. Oh, Reverend Al, sing it. Yeah! Yeah, baby.
Woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Yes! 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 Yes!
All right, enough, enough, enough. I don't know where that was with Reverend Al. Let's not do anything that gets anybody mad at us. Who knows when that was, but Reverend Al can sing it, baby. And I'm going to sing it now, I'm telling you. I'm a Jew repub he. And you just can't discriminate against a Jew repub he. I am whatever I want to be. As a matter of fact, I think I'll announce a lawsuit tomorrow against MSNBC. Because they've discriminated against Jew repub he's. Because they won't let me take over Rachel Maddow's show. They only allow a lesbian woman to have a show on MSNBC. They won't allow Wayne Root to have a show on MSNBC. It must be because I'm a Jew repub he. That must be why it is. I'm going after everybody. I'm going after everybody. I'm suing everybody. I've so freaking had it with this country and this Supreme Court. I've had it. They just want to ruin everything. We're the greatest nation in world history because we did it the right way, and now you're trying to undo all of it and make us the weirdest, freakiest society in world history. So I'm going to take advantage of it. How about you? Anyone who's ever been censored by these liberal freaks is now going to face a lawsuit by me because I'm a new gender. I'm out of the closet. You guys thought you had some advantage being a transsexual or lesbian or gay or black. Oh, my God. You got everything in the world on your side. Not anymore. Wade Roots, you're coming, baby. Jew Repub, he is on the way. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I told you, Trump is just surrounded by slime balls and scum buckets. Terrible people, deep state, D.C. swamp, awful people, liberals, big government losers. They hate the people. Rick Wilson was the former head of McCain's presidential campaign. He's been on Rachel Maddow's show ripping me to shreds. He's a vicious, vile, disgusting human being. And there's an article here that he got major, plagued by major financial problems. Basically, you know, ready to go bankrupt, losing everything. And suddenly he reinvented himself as the biggest never-Trumper and anti-Trumper. And all of a sudden, money flowed in from book deals. It's the same thing I said about Anthony Scaramucci. You know, whether it's fame or money, the minute you become anti-Trump, never Trump, Trump's the worst human being since Hitler, there's millions of dollars. There's a pot at the end of the golden rainbow for saying how much you hate Trump. And you can make up whatever you want. And this guy is just disgusting. So here's a guy saying, Trump's a Confederate. Trump loves the Confederate flag. And then someone goes back and happens to just look through his Instagram. And what do they find? Rick Wilson's wife and him are on a boat with a Confederate flag on their water cooler. They're all the same. They're all full of crap. You know, they really are all the same. And then when you talk about making things up, let's talk about John Bolton. Because first of all, we're at a point now where federal prosecutors consider criminal charges against John Bolton. You're not allowed to leave the administration and talk about top secret things. He's a national security advisor. He's got a new book coming out. The new book is viciously anti-Trump. And now he claims, how else would you sell books? You know, I mean, I'm a smart guy. I could become a millionaire tomorrow, overnight, 10 times over. By overnight saying I'm the biggest anti-Trump guy in the world. And I can write a book that says I knew Trump and I'm telling you Trump was this and Trump was that and Trump did this to this person. And it could all be completely made up. Bolton is a boring guy. There's nothing for him to sell in a book unless he makes up a story Trump ask Chinese president for help in the upcoming election, the Chinese premier, Xi. How do you know he didn't just make it up? How do you know that? There's no way to know that. Here's what he says in his book. Trump stunningly turned the conversation to the coming U.S. presidential election, alluding to China's economic capability and pleading with Xi to ensure he'd win. He stressed the importance of farmers and increased Chinese purchases of soybeans and wheat in the electoral outcome. I would print Trump's exact words, but the government's pre-publication review process has decided other words, he says. Give me a break. You've made that stuff up. Anyone can make anything up they want. And by the way, you know what's ironic? Even this moron Bolton's playing by the rules of Saul Alinsky. Even Bolton's doing it. I always thought of him as the ultra-conservative whack job. I mean, he's so far to the right, it's pathetic, Bolton. All he wants to do is bomb everybody. War, war, war. But even he's playing by Saul Alinsky's liberal commie rules now. Because everybody does it. You think Obama didn't sit around going, hey, think of what world leaders can do what for us so I can get reelected. Of course they all do that. I have no idea if he just completely made this up out of whole cloth. Or whether Trump did say something about, hey, I need this to get reelected. So make sure you take care of the farmers. Okay. What if he did say it? It's only something that every president in history has ever said. Everything Trump does, every other president or presidential candidate has done, and they make it like Trump's the first one, only one ever, and he's committing a crime. So good, I hope they prosecute Bolton. Federal prosecutors are considering filing criminal charges against Bolton in his soon-to-be-released memoir. Contains classified information. The Justice Department is seeking a temporary restraining order from a federal judge as soon as Wednesday that would block Bolton and his publisher, Simon & Schuster, from releasing the memoirs planned June 23rd. On Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal published a lengthy excerpt to the book. The Times report comes one day after the Department of Justice asked the federal judge to block the publication of the book. He's compromising national security. He says the book is rife with classified information. How come nobody ever left the Obama administration and wrote a book about all the terrible things Obama ever did? All the selfish things Obama ever did. All the greedy things Obama ever did. Because Obama had the deep state behind him. Obama had the D.C. swamp behind him. And all these people, Bolton's a member of the D.C. swamp and the deep state. And they're all out to get Trump. And get rich on Trump. Disloyal rat.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants to end the national tragedy of suicide among veterans.
My administration is marshaling every resource to stop the crisis of veteran suicide and protect our nation's most treasured heroes.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says it could be next year before a grand jury hears a case involving Rayshard Brooks' death. Speaking at a briefing today, Howard guessed it could take until January or February of next year before a grand jury considers a case against officers Garrett Wolf and Devin Brosnan. As far as bond for Wolf, Howard says,
because of the severity of his act, and then following up that act with kicking Mr. Brooks, we are asking that he not be granted a bond.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
One of my listeners had a great idea. I just read his email, or maybe it's her email. I don't know. I can't really tell if it's he or she, but now that the Supreme Court has ruled, does it really matter? Nobody's got an identity anymore. Everyone could be whatever they want to be.
Yeah!
And he said, can I be a white male who identifies as a black woman and then qualify for reparations? I think that's a great idea. It just never ends. The Supreme Court has opened up a They put their foot in the cookie jar here, man. Not even their hand. Their whole body's in the cookie jar. They just changed the world. Anybody can identify as anything and get anything and sue anyone. Nobody's a man anymore. No one's a woman anymore. Girl sports as guys. Guy sports as girls. Everybody's something else. And so I identify now as a black gay woman, and I want reparations. Dr. Yvette Lozano's with us. She's an MD in Dallas. Her practice is Lozano Medical Clinic. And this show, actually, one of my affiliates is in Dallas. So we're on in Dallas as well as many other markets around the country. Dr. Yvette Lozano has been on our show before to talk about hydroxychloroquine. And now we want to talk about this new FDA decision about hydroxychloroquine. So welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show, Dr. Yvette Lozano.
Hey, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me back.
So let's kind of have a conversation on the air that's very similar to the one I just had with you, off the air. When you said hi, I said to you, listen, I'm a little worried now because, you know, I'm someone who takes good care of himself and takes 100 vitamin pills a day and works out like a maniac and eats a healthy diet and never gets sick, haven't had a cold in at least 10 years, maybe longer, haven't had the flu in 20 or 25 years. I can't remember how long it's been, but, you know, I was probably in my 30s when I had the flu, and now I'm 58 years old. So, I mean, I don't get sick, and yet if one of these days I wind up with COVID, I always thought in the back of my mind, what's the big deal? We now know something works. You just go out and get a prescription for hydroxychloroquine. Now I see that the FDA has basically banned it for off-label use, and so none of us can ever get hydroxychloroquine again. Now I'm worried. What if I get it? I don't have that safety in the back of my mind anymore. And your answer is?
Well, first of all, if you think it's that easy to go get hydroxychloroquine, come to my office, because I've been fighting these idiot pharmacists now since mid-March. So that's rule number one, is these guys are holding on to hydroxychloroquine. They do not want people to have it. They actually really, really do want you guys to die. And it's really hard to say that. I mean, it's almost ludicrous. But you can't imagine the trouble that I'm having getting these pharmacists to release this drug. So, number one, it's never been easy to get it. There's actually an active political attempt to make that not available to people. So now you're worried about the latest fake news from the FDA, right? Fake news from the CDC and fake news from the WHO. And I can throw in the American Medical Association, the Texas Medical Association, and the Dallas County Medical Association. All of those guys are all a bunch of fake news. I mean, God knows, doctors don't follow them. They don't help us at all. All they do is ask for money so that we can be part of their little social club. So the FDA said no more hydroxychloroquine in hospitals. Well, you know what? Big surprise. Hospitals aren't giving this. I have a patient in the hospital right now, and he's dying on a ventilator because he can't get the stupid hospital to give him hydroxychloroquine. So, nothing new. This is all fake news. This was just back on the TV and scare everybody that they weren't going to be able to get hydroxychloroquine. Well, here's what you need. You need a doctor who's going to go out for you and get you this drug and find it, because it saves lives. Let me tell you, Wayne, I've got people coming in from California, Chicago, Mississippi. I've got them coming in from Houston, Austin, you name it, all over Texas. These guys are coming to see me because their regular doctors are hunkered down at home and refuse to treat them. Okay, now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that these doctors are not on hydroxychloroquine? Because if you do, I got some swap land I want to sell you. They've got all their families, and they're taking the hydroxychloroquine, but they're not giving it to their patients. Now, do you want me to tell you why? Because all these doctors have got contracts with these insurance companies, and all these doctors are under contract with these big multi-doctor companies, and they've got major contracts with hospitals, and because of liability reasons, which is what they use as the excuse, they're telling these doctors that absolutely under no circumstances can they prescribe hydroxychloroquine. So what do? The patient calls them, they're all sick, and the doctor says, oh, well, let me send you for a test. Well, my goodness, how wonderful. So now you've got a patient. Now he's tested positive, and the patient comes back thinking he's going to get treated, and the doctor says, oh, no, I can't treat you because that combination of medications is very dangerous. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. Complete insanity. This medication's been on the market for 65 years.
So wait, let me cut in. Let me cut in because I want to ask you a question. We're with Dr. Yvette Lozano, an MD in Dallas. Her practice, Lozano Medical Clinic. And I got to ask you a question. So let's say the doctor says, Wayne, you're sick. It sounds like you got COVID. Let's find out. Go get a test. And I get the test, and I come back, and I've got COVID. Well, if they can't give me hydroxychloroquine, what can they give me? What are they going to say to me now?
They're going to tell you to go home and quarantine. Save society. Don't go outside. Lock yourself up. Put a mask and gloves on yourself. You know, put it on your children. Don't touch your wife. I mean, absolutely ridiculous stuff. And so you're going to get so nervous, so anxious, that the anxiety is going to give you a freaking heart attack. And then you're going to start going crazy trying to find out, where can you find a doctor that will give you hydroxychloroquine? And then you will realize that because of the fact that you've got that fancy insurance that you pay $600 to $800 for, no doctor's going to give you hydroxychloroquine. Because, you see, when you have insurance, your doctor works for your insurance company. Who pays them, Wayne? The insurance company pays
right.
them. And if that doctor decides that he's going to give you hydroxychloroquine, then the insurance company's going to tell him, you know what, you're not going to be on our preferred provider list next year. Okay?
So why can't my doctor, why can't I convince my doctor to just simply say Wayne Root had a flare-up of lupus? Isn't that what they treat lupus with?
The problem is you keep forgetting that your doctor, if it's an insurance doctor, works for the insurance company.
Right.
That insurance company has all sorts of regulations based on what policy plan you have. I mean, think about it, Wayne. When somebody comes into my office, okay, a patient walks into my office, he's my boss, okay? Because at the end of the day, when he leaves, he's going to pay the bill. He's going to pay me. Now, there's a little bit of pressure on board because if I don't get him better, that patient's not going to walk back inside my office again. He's not coming back. I got one try, Wayne. I got to get it on the first try. If you have an insurance policy and you've got a doctor on your insurance card, guess what? You got to go to see that guy. You don't have a choice. He is your boss because the only place you can go is to that doctor. And if you try to go to another doctor that's not on your insurance card, it isn't going to happen. Now, if you have a policy that says it's a PPO policy, good luck getting in to see those doctors. They don't take very many patients. They don't have to. They get paid to be preferred providers. And so when the patient goes in and tries to get an appointment, you can have one 3 months down the road. Well, listen, if you're sick, you're sick today or tomorrow. And so you should be able to go in. And so I challenge people. Do you want to see whether or not you have a doctor, or do you want to see whether or not you have an insurance policy? Call your doctor. Tell him you're sick and you need to be seen tomorrow. Good luck getting in. And now these doctors are all hunkered down at home, enjoying their families, and they're trying to do this telemedicine like they can treat you through a freaking computer screen. I would love for you to check and see if someone has appendicitis through a computer screen. Tell me if he can breathe through a computer screen. Because let me tell you, the patients that are coming in here with COVID, they can't breathe. And the only way that I can find out how bad they are is by putting a stethoscope to their chest and telling them to take a deep breath. And when I do that, I don't hear anything, Wayne, because the virus has got their lungs completely full and these people are hypoxic, okay? With high altitude sickness, let me tell you, it's not bronchial pneumonia. Look at all these patients that are coming in to see me. I went to the hospital 3 weeks ago and they diagnosed me with bronchial pneumonia. I'm not any better. And then my answer is, sorry, baby, you didn't have bronchial pneumonia. You have high altitude sickness. You had COVID. They didn't give you hydroxychloroquine. That's why you've been sick for 3 weeks.
So what do you do now? So what? You can't give them that anymore. What do you do now?
And I'm giving it all the time. It's like I told you, the FDA stuff was fake news. All it said is that all that the FDA said was that they were limiting the use of hydroxychloroquine in hospitals. And they really
got it. Okay.
It's legitimate. Yeah, it's all about covering your bond and making sure that the hospital doesn't get sued. You know, they're making tons of money, Wayne. They don't need to treat COVID. All they need to do is test you. If you get a positive COVID test in the emergency room, the hospital gets a bonus, a $13,000 bonus. Those are pretty nice. Can you imagine? All you need is 10 people in the emergency room, test them all for COVID. They come back positive. Do the number, 10 times 13,000. And if you're lucky enough to catch one when he's really, really sick, and you can put that poor fellow on a ventilator, the federal government's going to give you $39,000. Come on, that's a nice little bonus. You understand that that bonus is in addition to what you're going to charge the guy for all of the ER visits, the hospitalization, the ICU, and the ventilator, the doctors and the nurses and all the medications you're going to pump into him, except for the only one he needs, which is hydroxychloroquine.
All right, so let me ask you one more question before I say goodbye to Dr. Yvette Lozano, MD in Dallas Medical Practice, Lozano Medical Clinic. All of a sudden, everyone's talking about this new increase in COVID, and I personally think there is no increase in COVID. There's an increase in testing. So we're finding out that more people have it. If they hadn't been tested, it wouldn't have looked like there was a giant new increase in COVID. And liberals are going to use this as an excuse to shut down the economy again. What do you think is happening out there? What do you see happening out there?
So what I see here...
Hey, Doc, you know what? I made the mistake of saying that to you right as the music came on. And this is an important question that deserves a very important, nuanced, detailed answer. So let's wait till we get back. Can you wait through the break?
Absolutely.
Let's keep you on for another segment because I want to ask you, I want to get the answer to that question. Are we having a massive increase in COVID or is this because there's a massive increase in testing? And then I want to ask you about another controversial topic, masks. We were told we don't need them. I've seen study after study that show they're unnecessary and they do nothing for you. Now all of a sudden everyone's saying they're the answer. I don't know. Somebody's lying about something. When we get back, Dr. Devette Lozano, who I trust, an MD in Dallas who practices at Lozano Medical Clinic, and we'll be right back with Dr. Lozano. Wayne Allyn, The Warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for The Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment is the MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are, sadly, pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. I've got one of their beautiful caps with the president's signature in gold on my cap. It's really cool. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices, and you get 10% off that Chevrolet price. Another 10% off when you use the promo code WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10 at checkout to get 10% off the best prices possible on the best quality MAGA caps in the world. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to the MAGAMall.com. That's the THE MAGA MAGA Mall MALL.com. The MAGAMall.com. We're back with Dr. Yvette Lozano, an MD in Dallas. Her practice is Lozano Medical Clinic. So we're waiting with bated breath for your answer. I asked the question, Dr. Lozano. Everybody in the hype, hysterical, exaggerated media is now telling us there's a monstrous new influx of coronavirus and COVID-19. Everybody's sick. The numbers are going up. I personally believe it's because there's so much more widespread testing now. The more people you test, the more you find out have it. And not only that, but the ones who have it may have no symptoms. This isn't life or death. The world isn't ending. But I want to get your thoughts.
So you're absolutely right on target. That is exactly what's going on. You know, we've got people now going back to work, going back to their normal lives, and employers are very concerned about what their liability is going to be. And so they are absolutely insisting that all their workers go get tested. And then we've got free COVID testing popping up all over the place. And you kind of wonder where that funding is coming from. How are these people getting, you know, paid to test everybody for COVID? And so, exactly. Let me tell you, Wayne, one of the things I mentioned the last time we talked is that I had a case in December of COVID-19. No, I didn't know what it was. I had two cases in February. These were people that I thought had a bad flu that just had some pretty serious lung complications. Now I know that that was probably COVID-19, and it was just very slowly creeping over from, its original port, which we know was Wuhan, China. And so, no, I don't think there's any increase. The weather is warm. We are not going to have an increase in this, this virus until the season changes. But when you've got 80-degree weather, I mean, here in Dallas, we hit 95, it's just not going to happen. Now, what I do know is that this virus spreads in families. So this fear of going out into gatherings is not warranted. I have one family, unfortunately, that has 9 people affected. 9 people in the family.
Wow.
It's a huge family. It's a Hispanic family. Hispanic families tend to have more children. And these are obviously all older children. And so we've got children infected. We've got parents. We've got, you know, husband's parents and so forth. And so, and it's hit them pretty bad because, again, the Hispanic population, unfortunately, in this country, tends to be heavy. The diet that they bring from their homeland, they continue in this place. And so a lot of these people have diabetes. A lot of them are overweight. And I keep telling people, if you do not want to get COVID-19, stop the sugar. Stop the flour. I haven't seen a single skinny person with COVID-19. No vegetarian has come in with
COVID-19. Interesting.
This virus was specifically designed. We're talking a designer virus to attack people in America. 85% of us are obese. Okay? There's a fast food restaurant on every corner.
Did you just say 85% of us are obese?
Absolutely. Look around. You're going to compare yourself to the guy next to you that's a little heavier. No, compare yourself to the guy that's really skinny and good luck finding him. I mean, we live in an obese society. Our children are obese. This is terrible. We have eaten way too many calories. And this virus has been designed to come and get us. Because
all right, so let me ask you real quick. We're running out of time, so let me ask you real quick. Masks, do they work? Do you believe in it? Do they help us prevent the spread of coronavirus quickly?
Okay, so I'm a surgeon. So when I went into the surgical suite to operate on patients, I always wore a mask. Why did I wear a mask? I did not want any of my droppings from my nasal or my oral to fall into the abdominal cavity of the patient that I was examining. So if you go to the Surgeon General, which is supposed to be the medical, you know, recommendation for the country, the Surgeon General, not on one occasion, but on 2 occasions, said that masks are extremely dangerous, okay? And then the Surgeon General comes back out just a few weeks ago, or maybe a little bit under a month, and says, well, masks are extremely dangerous for healthy people. You shouldn't wear a mask. But if you have COVID-19, maybe for COVID-19, you should consider wearing a mask. So I think that this is a very personal decision. A healthy person should probably not wear a mask.
All right. Hey, doctor, we got to run. You gave us the answer. You know, and unfortunately, at this very moment in time, all the liberal governors are saying, got to have masks, got to have masks. Everyone's got to wear masks. I don't even wear a mask, and I've been around all kinds of people, all kinds of speeches, been absolutely exposed, and I've never gotten a thing, and I'm one of those skinny guys. All right, Dr. Yvette Lozano, thank you. God bless.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.